Daily Rest, Friday, April 5th, 2024. This week's devotion theme is Easter Questions. Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Luke 24, verse 38. Joy to troubled and doubt-filled hearts. It has now been almost 12 hours since the report of the women that Jesus was alive. But what has been their response? We are told the disciples did not believe the women, for their words seemed like idle tales. But now, suddenly, as they are gathered behind closed doors, Jesus appears before them all. His first words are, "Peace to you." Instead of peace filling their hearts, they were terrified and thought they were seeing a spirit. So Jesus lays this question upon their hearts and ours, "Why are you troubled?" To remove their doubts and calm their fears, Jesus showed them the telltale marks of his nail wounds in his hands and his feet. He said, "Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." To prove it even further, Jesus asks for and receives some food, which he then ate for all to see. Now the disciples believe. Why? Not because their minds and eyes told them to, but because the Holy Spirit convinced them through the Word. Two verses after our text, we read, "He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." To the natural human mind, the resurrection from the dead is an impossible event. Mankind begrudgingly accepts death as a natural process and an end to life. It is inevitable. But why are we so troubled? For we learn from Jesus' resurrection that death has come to an end, and that it is now the resurrection from the dead that is inevitable. It was not possible for death to hold this victim within the grave. Jesus paid the punishment of sin for us. He who had no sin was made to be sin for us. When that payment was made and that satisfaction was given, death could no longer hold Christ. Resurrection was inevitable, because the death of Jesus declared us righteous by God. The death and resurrection of Jesus have made a difference in our lives. Dear Savior, make a difference in my life every day with the good news of your death and resurrection. Amen. And some further thoughts for the upcoming weekend. First, the Bible clearly states that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Look up the following passages and note what they say about your absolution from sin. Acts 2:24, Acts 3:15, Acts 4:10, Romans 6:4, Ephesians 1:20. Secondly, the Bible also clearly states that Jesus raised himself from the dead. John 2:19-21 and John 10:17-18. What does this action of Christ prove about his person? Thirdly, how has Jesus' resurrection made a difference in your life in regard to your job, work, school, health, finances, friendships, and family relationships? And finally, Martin Luther writes about the resurrection from the dead, quoting him, "No article so contradicts experience as this one does. For our eyes see that all the world is swept away by death and dies. Emperors and kings, high and low, young and old. Therefore, it is necessary for every Christian to have before him the testimony of Holy Scripture concerning the resurrection of the dead, and also the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, proved and attested by certain revelation." That is the end of the Luther quote. Pray for resurrection-based hope and courage in the face of any difficulties you are dealing with. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.